and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to our podcast series, ERP Strategies and Solutions. I'm your host, Chris Carroll. Thanks for joining us. Today, we're going to speak once again with our friend Eric Kimberling, president and founder of Panorama Consulting Group. And today, he's going to share with us some thoughts from his recent blog about the challenges of gaining end-user satisfaction with ERP system implementations. Also, today, we'll revisit our interview with John Gibson. We'll dive into part two. John is the president of a mid-sized organization. He's going to share with us some of the potential pitfalls and how to maximize success, and this is based on his personal experience implementing his ERP solution. And without further ado, let's check in once again with Eric Kimberling. Eric, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric. Now, I understand that you have some interesting metrics in Panorama's 2010 ERP report related to ERP system satisfaction. What can you tell us about those metrics?
Well, Chris, our 2010 ERP report is a study of 1,600 different ERP implementations across the globe. And what we found in the study is that only 68% of executives that had implemented ERP solutions were at least somewhat satisfied with their ERP solutions. So in other words, 32% expressed a level of dissatisfaction. And what this suggests is that, you know, there's an underwhelming amount of satisfaction with ERP initiatives after go-live, if you look at the executive ranks. Now, if we look at end users, that number is even less compelling. The number there, 61% of end users are at least somewhat satisfied with the end solution that they have with their ERP initiatives.
Okay, yeah, well, that gives us a good place to start exploring some of the differences. What are some of the reasons why executive satisfaction is so low?
Well, the reason, Chris, that executive satisfaction is so low, we have a couple theories there based on some of the qualitative analysis we did of the study. Two main reasons are, first of all, executive expectations are often misaligned with ERP implementations. So oftentimes, even though executives aren't frequent users of a system, I mean, typically they're just looking at outputs from a system, they're looking at reports or some type of output from a system, so they're not the types of people that are in typically doing day-to-day transactions with the system. So the main reason that drives their level of satisfaction is how well they can see that type of data and what type of transparency they have into the organization. So implementations that don't provide adequate business intelligence or reporting are generally going to result in a lower level of satisfaction when you look at executives. The other big driver of executive satisfaction is the time and cost associated with ERP implementations. So the average in our study that you can read in our study is that 6.9% of a company's annual revenue on average is what they spend for their total cost of ownership of an ERP solution. So when a company spends that much money on a solution, the expectations tend to go up as well. So if an implementation goes over budget, costs more than expected, or costs a significant sum of money, executive expectations are going to be pretty high, and they're only going to be satisfied when they see clear and tangible paybacks on those investments.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about the end users? Why are they dissatisfied with their enterprise software solutions?
Well, the reasons end users are dissatisfied with ERP solutions are a little bit different than executives. The first main driver of end user satisfaction is picking the right software for the organization. So when an organization tries to force fit an ERP solution that isn't the right fit or doesn't meet the business requirements of the organization, end users are the ones that are going to have to bear the brunt of that poor decision. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that during an implementation, far too many companies fail to provide adequate organizational change management and training support for employees. So employees often get left behind during the implementation. The companies that are more satisfied are the ones that take organizational change management seriously. They know that organizational change is much more than just a new user training, and they spend the time appropriately to make sure that those types of issues are addressed.
Right. Anything else there?
I guess a third thing that we could add to this list of why end users are dissatisfied is in today's climate, in today's economic climate, people are worried about a lot of different things. They're worried about their jobs, the uncertainty of the company, the uncertainty of the future in many cases. So you throw in an ERP system and that just adds to the anxiety of employees. So that kind of magnifies or underscores the importance of organizational change management in driving end user satisfaction.
Okay. Basically, what can organizations do to optimize their satisfaction with ERP solutions?
Well, Chris, we kind of covered a couple of the things that organizations can do to optimize their satisfaction with ERP solutions. But I think the main things are, first of all, to pick the right software. Make sure you go through a robust and a thorough and objective analysis of what software is in the marketplace and which package is going to best meet your business requirements, because ultimately that's probably the biggest driver of satisfaction is finding the software that's the right fit for your organization.
Mm-hmm.
Also making sure that time is spent on organizational change management and training, that you're really making sure your employees are not left behind. You're addressing their anxieties and their fears and conducting the training that's necessary. And then in terms of executives, the biggest thing that can be done to make sure that you're managing that satisfaction is to make sure that they have realistic expectations. Oftentimes, a big problem with implementations is that you go into the implementation with unrealistic expectations, and executives tend to be very unhappy when things don't get done in the time or the cost that's specified to them. So making sure you've got, if you're a project manager, or a director of IT or COO or whatever your role is, just making sure that your executives understand what this is really going to cost and what this is really going to take to get it done is a first step. And then the final step then is to make sure that, you manage the implementation to scope and make sure that you get the project done on time and on budget. And then the final point then is also making sure that you've got adequate business intelligence and reporting, because that really does have a big impact on executive satisfaction.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thanks very much, Eric. As always, great information. Thanks again for being here today.
Thanks very much, Chris. Appreciate you having me on the show today.
You bet. Now, remember, everybody, you can learn more about these and other ERP industry benchmarks by downloading Panorama's 2010 ERP report from their website, www.panorama-consulting.com. In just a few moments, we'll be revisiting part two of my interview with John Gibson, president of Swingle Tree and Lawn Care in Denver, Colorado. He's got some invaluable insights for us as to how he handled the challenges of his ERP implementation.
Sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits? Panorama Consulting Group is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management. So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated. Call us at 303-256-6253. That's 303-256-6253. Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
This is ERP Strategies and Solutions.
John Gibson's been on the front lines and experienced the true challenges and pitfalls and the just rewards of a successful ERP implementation. And here's part two of my interview with John. John Gibson is the president of Swingle Lawn, Tree, and Landscape Care in Denver, Colorado. John, welcome to the show.
Hi, Chris. It's great to be here today, and I look forward to the conversations.
First of all, John, tell us a little bit about Swingle.
Well, Swingle Lawn, Tree, and Landscape Care is a business that's been around since 1947 in the Denver area, and we now service the Front Range in Colorado from the Denver to the Fort Collins area. We have 230 employees at our peak. We run 140 trucks. We have 9 divisions spread out over 3 locations, and we make about 120,000 stops a year between all of our different divisions. And that's coordinated by about 75 users of our ERP package.
Okay. And can you tell us, John, a little bit more about your role at the company?
My current role with Swingle is the president of the company. At the time we were going through the selection and implementation process, I was the director of operations.
Okay. John, we'd like to know, what was your high-level implementation or rollout strategy?
Well, the first thing that Panorama did is came in and actually helped us evaluate the gaps between the legacy software package that we were using and the new one that we were going to choose and start working in our business. We documented those gaps. We started working on change management with our teams, trying to train people and let them know what to expect. Did some very basic training to get people comfortable with the package and get some buy-in with where we were headed, and then started doing some advanced training to really get things solidified in their training. Then we did what we call the fire drill 2 days before we went live, and actually set up a lot of our sales representatives to play customers, which they loved, to call into our customer care reps and test the system at a capacity level and see, put in the middle of a fire, could we pull off a one-day turn the switch, let's go live. And it brought not only an understanding